أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We seek refuge in God from the outside Satan. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the most exalted. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآل بيته الطاهرين. Peace and salutation upon Prophet Muhammad and his progeny. Welcome you again to this episode of this program, Islamic Practical Laws. So today we are going to continue our session with a new topic has been left from the previous session. So today, you know, we have talked about Islamic practical laws and what is Islam practical laws, why we have to follow them and why it is necessary for us. And we have talked about ijtihad and taqlid. But today I would like to take your attention to this very important issue that is very initiative in our, you know, living and in our following the religion of Islam. That is purity. Purity is very important. So cleaning yourself physically and spiritually. But as I told you already, to clean ourselves physically is very important for us. We have to clean ourselves, you know, apparently, and our body and dress is supposed to be clothes. They have to be cleaned, because when especially we want to say prayer, we want to have some meditation, and more especially prayer. So the first thing today I think we have to go through is about the rules of the rules concerning the different types of water. The water we have, we are going to use them. So the water is supposed to be pure water, you know, not mixed water or the water you have, for example, juice water. You cannot use them. For example, if water is mixed with mold, okay, no problem, but it shouldn't be so much, you know, the color of the water and the taste of the water should not be changed. But before going deep and profound to this topic, I have to tell you something very important before getting to water. In Islam, 11 things are dirty and unclean, and we have to get them away from our body when we go. We want to do prayer and have some meditation, more especially doing prayer and when we want to touch the Holy Quran. So these 11 things, I'm going to mention them for you. You keep them in your mind. The first thing is urine, the human urine, feces, and excrement. It is not clean, it is dirty, and we should avoid it from our body. We have to clean it from our body. For example, sometimes it's pure in our body or our clothes or dresses, no problem. We have to wash them in a way that Islam has ordained and ordered for us. The second thing, as I told you, the first thing is urine. The second thing is excrement and feces. Human being feces and haram, animals, they have haram meats. Like, for example, like lion, like dogs, like pigs. You know, dogs and pigs itself, they are, you know, they are, their body is dirty and najis, but some animals like lion, like, you know, wolf, their body maybe is not, or cat, their body is not najis, but the feces are dirty. So if the feces have touched your body or your dress, you have to clean them, you have to wash them. So the next one is semen or sperm, human sperm or like other, you know, animals in a sperm is dirty and you have to clean it from your body or your dress. And dead animal or dead person, it is not clean, it is dirty. When you touch it, you have to wash your hand. If your clothes is touched with that one, you have to clean it and you remove the dirtiness. I mean, the things from your body and your dress. And the blood, any kind of blood, unless those bloods from the animals, they don't have jumper, you know, blood. The blood is not jumping. So their blood is not dirty and najis. But for example, a lamb or cow or any other, you know, halal or haram animals, they have, the blood is jumping. So their blood is dirty and najis. So you have to keep it away. As I mentioned, dog and pigs, their body and feces, and you know, they themselves, they are dirty and, you know, najis. So if you touch them, you have to wash your hand to clean your hand, your dress, or anything you have touched them. Oh, okay, the next one is wine. Wine is najis. It is not allowed in Islam to put it in your body, and a person who is drinking it is not, you know, we can say, while he has drunk this thing, he's najis. And anything, you know, like wine makes you to be like a drunk person, so it is najis. And another one is the same with wine, is beer. Beer is as well najis. This is najis, and we have to avoid it. And if something, you know, poor in your body or dress, so you have to clean it, and it's really najis. The next one, pagans and atheists. They don't believe on any religion. They don't believe in God, so they are najis as well. We cannot say non-Muslims, because among non-Muslims, there are, you know, Christians, Jews. So they are not, according to most of, you know, jurists and mujtahid and marja, they say they are not, you know, najis. The atheists and pagans are najis and dirty. The last one, you know, the sweat of excrement eating camel. The camel has eaten excrement and feces of, you know, haram meat animal or human being. So the sweat is najis. So if you touch it, you have to cleanse your hand and your body. So let's go back to water. As I told you, the water is very important, and we have to look for a very pure water to have to purify our body, to clean our body. Water is like, you know, the water from well, or water from river, or water from sea. These are the pure water. So you can make ablution, you can purify your body. And the water of, you know, rain, and the water is moving. And stagnant water, it is not, you know, we cannot say it's purifying. Mostly if it's in a very small place, so it is not cleaning. Okay, so let's go to the... Oh, before going to the next issue, we have two type of water in our Islamic practical laws. One is called muzaf, and another one is called mutlaq, absolute water. The muzaf water is the water is mixed, or the water you have gained from somewhere. For example, juice water, it is muzaf. Or the water is mixed with something. For example, the pure water is mixed with, for example, oil. The next one, rules of lavatory. How to clean ourselves inside a lavatory in toilet. This one is very important. When we go to toilet, maybe it's very funny for you, but it's You know, some basic thing we have to follow by. And we shouldn't be ashamed doing this, because, you know, when we do not do something, we have to ask it. And if somebody knows, he has to elaborate. There is a narration, it says, La haya afdin. There is no shame in religion. So I elaborate for you this thing. For example, when we go to toilet, we have to be very careful. When we are urinating, we shouldn't let the urination or urine, you know, touch our, you know, body and dress and clothes. So we have to be very, very, very precise to do not let this urine touch our body and dress. And when we finish our urination, so we have to clean it. If there is a small amount of water, which we call it abu qalil, or few water, for example, in a bottle, for example, in a kettle, so you have to pour it on the body three times to clean your body. But if it's a pipe water, okay, once you put it, okay, no problem, because the water is coming, is cycling, is moving. But that water is, as we call it, stagnant, you know, it's not moving. So you have to pour three times, not once, to clean the dairy place. As I told you, when you go inside, if it's wet, so please do not sit on the place which is wet with the dirtiness and najas and feces and excrement. So you try, if you sat there, okay, no problem. You have to clean the place you have been sat there, and it is, you know, you have touched that thing, your body or your clothes. Okay, no problem. Let's go to the next one. But I suggest you to know about this thing very important, you know, very well, because it's very important. Rules of wudu or ablution. So the rules of ablution and wudu is very important. How we can make wudu and with what kind of water we can do wudu. As I told you, the water is supposed to be purified, clean water, not mixed water, juice water. You cannot make wudu with pure water. Okay, before, you know, going to another topic, so let's make a wudu. You know how to make a wudu? So when you go to a place, a washing place, or there is a sink, so first of all, you put water in your hand, with your right hand, and put it on the face. Okay, you clean it like this. From the place, the hair has been grown. So you pour water here, okay? Not very far, just here. And clean it like this. Wash it like this. Once you pour water, once you rub your hand on the face, okay? And second time, once is wajib, but second time is mustahab. But you cannot pour water for three times and, you know, rub your hand on the face. Just once or two times, none more. And then when you finish, for a man, men supposed to put their hand like this, and with left hand, you pour water on your right hand. Pull the water comes down. Okay, then put your hand like this. You just rub it. You can do another time for the second time. You put water here and do. But for women, they can put water like this. It's not necessary to, you know, to make their, you know, hand like this from the elbow, you know, the water, pour the water. They can put water here and just, you know, shake the hand. And for the next hand, I mean the left hand, you pour water here, you get water, put it from here, for a man, you see, for a man, put here,
lets the water to, you know, fall down. Pour the water, when it comes down, you shake hand, you rub the hand. Okay? Two times, not more than two. Once or two times. And for women, as I told you, like this, they can. And then for doing mass of head. So with that wet hand, already is wet, so you just rub your hand like this from here. If your hair is very long, so you make it like this before doing wudu, an ablution. You just open up something here, you know, to make it clear. Just rub your hand like this. And on your feet, for example, assume this is a feet. And I have to tell you, the feet and the head, these are the two places they have to be, to not be wet. It's supposed to be dry. If it's dried, so you rub your, for example, hand like this. Assume this is the right hand for the right leg, right foot. You put it like this on the ankle side, like this. You just put it like this. And for the left foot as well, this is the left. Assume that. The left one, you just rub your hand like this to the ankle, and that's enough. It's not necessary to put the whole place. Just, you know, rub like this. This is a kind of meditation just following the rulings and its laws. So, this is a simple doing, you know, wudu. Wudu is necessary before saying your prayer, wajib or mustahab prayer, because we have two types of prayers. I will let you know later on. So, but for doing them, before, you know, doing them, you have to make ablution. And when you want to touch the Holy Quran, you have to have wuzu. Okay, let's go to the next issue. The rules for touching the name of Allah, the glorious, and the verses of the Holy Quran. So as I mentioned already, you have to have ablution to touch the Holy Quran, the names of Almighty God, more especially Allah. So you have to have ablution. And if you are not clean, you didn't have ablution, and for example, the sperm or semen came out from you, so you shouldn't touch the Holy Quran, the name of God, before going to clean yourself. The next one is rules of ghusl of janaba. Ghusl al janaba, I think it takes time, and we need to talk about it in the next episode of our program. And I hope you follow for the next program. I elaborate more about the ghusl and rules of that. Till next time, I wish you the best.